Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Tom Adler. I was a GP in the Peak District for 30 years. I married to Jackie and two grown-up children, Max and Eve, and we enjoy living in the Peak District. Carol, it's your turn. How about yourself?
I'm Dr. Carol Sargent. I too am married with two children, Emma and Ben, and my husband and I both live in Leicestershire, along with our dog Darwin and cat Hugo. So, Tom, shall we tell the listeners a little bit about how we met and why we're doing this podcast?
Surely. I think it was through social media contacts. And then we realised how many actual things there were in our back history in common, growing up in Aberdeen and going to Aberdeen University, and a lot of shared thoughts and experiences during our careers, although in different scientific areas. And I came to it from my work as an entrepreneur, developing a product to try and reduce the risk of our frail elderly and those with chronic diseases falling, and that's a bedside device called Bide, and we're really excited about that. Carol, how about yourself? You've not been idle in the last couple of years, have you?
I certainly haven't, and I'm doing something very different. I would say I have a second profession as a social entrepreneur. My first profession was as a scientist working for big pharmaceutical companies, and I was that geek in that white coat who was lucky enough to take an idea and a project all the way into big clinical trials. And what's always driven me is about finding solutions to the challenges people have, predominantly health challenges, but as I've got older, there are all sorts of different challenges we encounter in life. And yes, it was social media, and I couldn't believe that we hadn't met one another when we were actually lived and educated in Aberdeen and went to Aberdeen University, but I think we have we know common people and probably mm-hmm. we're in the same place at the same time. Mm-hmm. And you know what I certainly realized very quickly is we have very similar passions in wanting to make a difference in people's lives. And we chatted about lots of different things, and why don't we share our sorts of experiences and invite the broad range of people that we've met in our first and in our current careers. I used my personal experience in supporting my mum and my mother-in-law, who both lived with dementia, to set up a social enterprise that allowed people living with dementia and their families to go on holiday and find that freedom and joy that we all know we get from a great holiday. And now I'm using the expertise from those 8 years in running that organisation to give the dementia community and people with similar barriers they want to overcome choice for travel and tourism. And I know, Tom, you're doing something quite different from being a GP. Do you want to share that with the audience?
Yes, Carol, it's different and the same in many ways. During my last, particularly the last few years of working in practice, more and more I recognised the devastating effects of accidental falls in my patients and the effects on their carers and their loved ones, and also the wider issues of the resource implications on the NHS and social care. And I very much noted there were a lot of things out there to detect accidental falls, but I really wanted to try and prevent these falls occurring in the first place, and wanted a solution to be as inclusive as possible, to encompass all faiths, economic wealth, those rurally, those whose first language isn't English, as many people as possible, and we've developed and invented a bedside device called Bide, which provides gentle reminders to people waking up in the night to stay that bit safer. We're really excited about the opportunities that that brings. So, Carol, tell me a little bit more about why you came up with the idea for the podcast.
So, I think it's the new world I found as I set up my first organisation. And I realised that there are a lot of people out there who've got lots of great ideas that can really make a difference in people's lives. And also that, my passion is very much to support the dementia community, but many of the things that I provide advice on are equally important to other people who have other disabilities or chronic illnesses or just what I now call life baggage in general. So I thought it would be really great to have a range of different people who have experiences in overcoming different problems and finding out how they did that, making people aware of what those solutions are so they could try them out. And it was when, I connected with you on social media and we started speaking about the opportunities for Bide in the dementia world and in the hospitality world. And that really made me think, I think it'd be a lot of fun to do a podcast with Tom and with the network of people we know and that we've met. Hopefully it's going to be something interesting for our listeners. What about you? Why did you decide to go along with it and do this podcast with this other Aberdonian?
Well, yeah, indeed. I think it's a fresh departure from what I've done before. I think it's very exciting to be able to share our thoughts, but really, as you say, most importantly, to listen to the amazing innovations that others have come up with in terms of solutions to real life problems. And, I think we have a way to appreciate those, the journey they've been on, the challenges they've had to get to those places. And we can sort of, I think, hopefully engage with our audience to bring that into a more simple, understandable and communicable way, such that our listeners and viewers really get the best out of what our guests are offering, because they are going to be some amazing guests.
Yeah, and you're right. To me, the most effective solutions are generally very simple things. And, I would really love if somebody had listened to our podcast and heard, for example, about something that was appropriate for Parkinson's disease and thought, gosh, that would help somebody who's a little bit older and frailer. And I think that, to me, would be a great measure of the success of the podcast. What would be your measure of success for us doing this podcast together?
It's always about feedback, but I think we've got a lot to learn ourselves, and I think that's a rich lesson, a rich environment we're going to be in, and we have large networks ourselves, and we can pass out these amazing innovations to our network and spread the word about what's out there. So I think that's really important. Part of that is also, people being able to hear what we're doing in our small ways to try and innovate and improve the lives of those most in need. So I think that combination makes it a really, really something worthwhile and fulfilling, hopefully, not just for us, but for the listeners.
Yeah. And as far as audience, I don't think that there is anybody that wouldn't be interested in what we're speaking about. We're not just speaking about solutions that are just for older people. There are solutions for people of any age. And I think that's, to me, really important because, we are now going to be a society who, for the first time ever, will have five generations all still alive. And that means we have to learn how we support one another and be fully inclusive, no matter what life throws at us. So again, I would think it'd be wonderful if, I don't know, like some board games from, 5 to 99, that would be a fantastic audience to be listening and, as you say, asking questions and us all learning about things together. Do you have any thoughts about who our listeners should be?
As you say, everyone, each person may take something different from it. We're not trying to tell anybody that we're better than them or that we're right and anyone else is wrong. It's really to get the hear the best parts of our guests and maximize the stories about what they've been doing. And I think that really maximizes the benefit of how we can help people. I agree, a lot of these solutions are for everyone, not just a small subsection of the community. And we're really excited about, the guests, first episode straight up with a great guest. And I think we want to build that audience with our content and with the stories that come out of it.
And I know we've thought really hard about the content in our podcast, haven't we? We don't want people to be bored with long-winded questions and answers. And we've particularly set up a format, haven't we, where the guest will answer questions to help the audience understand more about them. And for each of our podcasts, we pick a particular topic. And then we ask the guest to give their views around that topic. And we also have a short quick fire set of questions, don't we, to just let everybody get to know more about
Yes, they're the real
the
person
guest.
behind the story. So, Carol, that's really excited about starting this podcast with you. From my side, if anyone wants more information about Bide, that's available at www.getbide.com. I'm also on LinkedIn, and we have presence on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And how about yourself?
If anybody wants to get some dementia travel advice so they can find those solutions to the worries they have about going on holiday, then they can get in touch at sargentgroup.consulting-dementia-travel-advice. And if any businesses want to understand what they're already doing that makes them dementia inclusive, and understand how they can become even more welcoming to not just the dementia community, but other people with similar barriers, then again, follow me or Sargent Group Consulting on LinkedIn, Facebook, and soon to be TikTok.
Brilliant, Carol. Well, thanks very much. It's great to have that chat, and may we thank our listeners and very much hope that you will like our podcast and subscribe, and we're looking forward to some great episodes.
And, just to say to everybody, look out for the details for when our first podcast will be released. And please share it with anybody you think that would be interested in hearing more about the all-inclusive solutions that are all around us. And really, really looking forward to all the discussions. Should be fun. And as you say, we're both learning lots as we get to know the guests.